Unit 23. Fishing. For me, I never much liked going fishing when I was younger. My grandfather would often take me out to the pond near my home to fish early in the morning on Saturdays, despite my argument that I did not enjoy aquatic. Aquatic. Life or trying to catch it. He would speak of concise. Concise methods he used to catch more fish than anyone he ever knew, but I always figured he was exaggerating. At the end of any day, it was rare that my grandfather and I found a way of ensnaring many fish at all, and my family always got a good laugh at that fact. Today, I think it is funny too, but back then, it took a lot of self-control. Self-control. To prevent myself from getting angry and lashing out at those who were laughing, I knew that any wrongdoing would cause my parents to ground me so that I would not be able to go out and see my friends. As the years went on, fishing brings back a sense of nostalgia. Nostalgia. For those trips with my grandpa, fishing has taken on less of an obligation. Obligation. And is now a sport that I like doing in my free time whenever I have the chance. However, I no longer stick to just fishing on small ponds. I bought the Forerunner. Forerunner. In high-speed boats, a vessel that gets me deep out into the ocean in no time at all, so I can peacefully find fish by myself. As I near a fishing location, I encroach. Encroach. Quietly through the waters with my engine off, so I do not startle the fish. Though I did not realize it as a child, I have an innate sense of where the best fishing spots are and where I might have the best luck of catching a big one. I developed a foolproof method of catching fish in deep waters so that anyone would be able to copy. Using strong pliers. I take the end of my fishing pole and bend it backwards so that the line comes up out of the water more than usual. I think that this helps stymie the fish from seeing the shimmering metal from under the water. Once I catch a fish, I use a net made out of strong fibers. And lift it gently into the boat. Each year, I catch so many fish that the dock hands wave the usual fee most fishermen need to pay.